sunny sky. Temperature continues to decline this morning as we progress throughout the morning hours. We're at 5 degrees below zero right now in Atlantic. We look forward to be sunny today with a high of 13. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV Satellite Systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. The sheriff's officials in Adams County report the arrest early Saturday morning of an Osborne, Missouri woman. Deirdre Slominski was arrested for operating a motor vehicle while intoxicated, open container in a vehicle, and interference with official acts. She was taken into custody after deputies stopped to assist a motorist at around 1:40 a.m. on David Avenue in Corning. Open containers of alcohol were found during a search of the Slominski vehicle. A reminder, a wind chill advisory is in effect until noon today for Audubon, Carroll, Cass, Crawford, Guthrie, Harrison, Monona, Pottawatomie, Sac, and Shelby counties. Wind chill values, in addition to the air temperature, will be 15 to 25 degrees below zero this morning, so be sure and wear, if you're venturing outside, wear a hat and gloves and several layers of loose, lightweight clothing. News time is 8:01.
Hey, did you catch that game last night?
No, please don't tell me anything about it. I haven't had time to find the replays on the internet. We had to go to Parents' Night last night.
You know, if you had the hopper from Dish, you would have watched it as soon as you got home and even skipped the commercials.
I guess I'll have to stop into the TV store and see about getting hooked up with a hopper from Dish so I never have to miss the game again.
Well, I'm headed home, and by the way, the score of the game was 43-14.
Hey!
If this sounds like something that has happened to you, stop into the TV store and check out Dish for your home. The TV store is your locally owned, authorized Dish retailer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic, or call 243-3032 or visit our website at thetvstoreinc.com. Get more at the TV store.
Features must be enabled by customer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reported over the weekend a Red Oak woman was cited Saturday for operating a motor vehicle with a suspended driver's license. Sierra Lynn Adkins was cited and released at the time of a citation of the traffic stop, which happened around 10 p.m. on Saturday. Authorities are investigating the cause of a fire that destroyed a home near Lake Manawa in Council Bluffs. Firefighters were called to the house around 2:25 a.m. Friday. Heavy smoke and flames had already engulfed the homes when fire crews arrived. Fire Marshal Curtis McKeon said freezing temperatures hindered the effort to fight the fire as water and hoses began to freeze. Investigators believe the fire started in a bedroom. McKeon says the home was a total loss with heavy smoke, fire, and water damage. There were no injuries reported. The Atlantic Community School District's Board of Education will meet this evening at the Media Center in the high school, and during their 7:30 session, the board will receive a special presentation with regard to a proposal for the science curriculum. In other business, the board will act on approving general and special education contracts, other contracts and or letters of assignment, amended contracts and or letters of assignment, volunteer coaching positions, any resignations, a list of obsolete equipment that needs to be sold. And they'll also act on approving a leave of absence request. The board will also discuss the 2014 and 2015 budget, capital projects, and participation in a small school advocacy group. The City of Atlantic has changed the hours of operation of its yard waste site near the Schulberg Recreation Area. Effective this past Saturday, the yard waste site will only be open on Saturdays from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. until spring. And the city reminds residents you should only bring trees, branches, grass, garden waste, and or leaves to that site during its hours of operation, which again are on Saturday only now. Elsewhere in state news, a woman says her 6-year-old son was left in a sub-freezing cold at the wrong bus stop about a tenth of a mile from his West Des Moines home. Jennifer Cabanian told the Des Moines television station KCCI that the little boy attends a Waukee elementary school. Cabanian says her son thought his fingers were going to fall off this past Thursday. The National Weather Service says that between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. Thursday, the Des Moines area temperatures range from 12 to 19 degrees. Durham School District School Services handles the transportation for the Waukee School District. A company representative would only say the incident was being reviewed. Waukee School Superintendent David Wilkerson said the bus driver was reassigned to a different route. Police officers in Des Moines collected $11 million in overtime over the past 5 fiscal years, but city officials defend the total because much of the overtime is unavoidable. The Des Moines Register reports responding to major crimes and staffing special events are two of the biggest contributors to overtime, so the cost isn't necessarily assigned more officers are needed. Experts at the Police Foundation in Washington, D.C., though, questioned Des Moines' policy of allowing their officers to work up to 100 hours in a week. Karen Armandola says allowing officers to work that much threatens safety. Des Moines officials say it's rare for officers to work anywhere near 100 hours. It's more common for officers to work 60 hours a week on average. The Des Moines City Council could raise its franchise fee on utility bills so it can pay back bonds that were issued to cover refunds on an illegally collected fee. The Des Moines Register said the council will consider the proposal today. In 2009, a judge ruled that Des Moines illegally collected a fee on gas and electricity customers from September of 2004 through May of 2009. The legislature later changed state law to allow for the fee collection. The city must refund about $42 million to Mid-American Energy customers. The city issued bonds to cover the refunds. The temporary bump in franchise fees will be used to pay off the bonds. As the federal government hustles to fix the much-maligned insurance enrollment website, one Midwestern insurer is poking fun at the technical problems as it tries to lure away some potential customers. New television ads from Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield, launched recently in Iowa and South Dakota, tell viewers the government website isn't, quote, the only place to buy health insurance. Wellmark spokeswoman Tracy McBee said the company is not criticizing the federal government. They're simply trying to make sure consumers know that they can buy insurance directly from Wellmark. Elizabeth Wilner, the vice president of Kantar Media, which tracks advertising, said the Wellmark ads were the most direct she'd seen commenting on the federal insurance enrollment website. With the rough rollout of the healthcare marketplaces, some senior citizens are raising concerns about the Affordable Care Act, but a new report finds that for them, it has led to more benefits without more obligations. Author John Bailey with the Center for Rural Affairs said most of the provisions that directly affect seniors have been in effect since 2010, and they center around enhanced benefits in terms of preventative care and treatment.
More support for purchasing prescription drugs, some wellness and health benefits for senior citizens. So most of the effects of the Affordable Care Act on senior citizens are positive, without any real requirement that they do much different than they're doing now.
Bailey says these added benefits are especially important in rural areas where the population is older and residents generally receive fewer medical screenings and preventative care procedures. As far as the laws just coming online, such as the requirement that everyone has health insurance, Bailey says they really don't impact seniors because they have Medicare.
Medicare meets that mandate, so they're set. They're covered. They don't have to worry about going on to the healthcare.gov website or any of the other state-based marketplaces. And so they don't have to worry. As long as they're getting Medicare, they're set.
Bailey adds that despite early warnings about the ACA's impact on Medicare Advantage plans, rather than declining, the number of seniors enrolling is actually greater than estimates. The study is on the Center for Rural Affairs website at www.cfra.org. A Central Iowa nursing home has been fined $2,150 for failing to protect residents from a registered sex offender for a second time in 3 months. The Des Moines Register reports that the Federal Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services began imposing a daily $50 fine on the Gowrie Care Center in Gowrie shortly after learning of a September 27th incident involving an 80-year-old registered sex offender. Investigators say the offender, who has three convictions for offenses against children, was seen approaching a child who visited the home in August. The home was fined $500 for failing to follow its sex offender safety plan. And then on September 27th, the man was found in bed with another resident, leading to the daily fine. That fine was lifted on November the 18th. Taking a look at world headlines, travel is slowly improving in Texas, but the same ice storm that has caused the havoc in the state continues to plague much of the eastern half of the country. The website FlightAware.com says more than 1,300 flights already have been canceled today, with the greatest share from the Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport, where about 650 people remained stranded last night. Forecasters are warning that a mix of snow, freezing rain, and ice could make roads treacherous from Missouri to Maine. The United Nations is pushing ahead with its immunization campaign across the Middle East after 17 polio cases were confirmed last month in Syria. UNICEF says the aim is to vaccinate more than 23 million children under the age of 5 in the next few months, the region's largest ever immunization effort. It says the push includes Syria and neighboring countries that host a large number of refugees from the country's civil war. And American Airlines and U.S. Airways have completed their merger and now rank as the world's biggest airline. The American Airlines names will live on while the name U.S. Airways will disappear. The merger survived a challenge from the government and criticism from consumer groups with fear it will lead to higher prices. News time is 8:10.
Hey, honey, did you remember to record my football game?
No, I got busy and forgot. Why didn't you do it?
You know I have never been able to make the VCR work.
We really need to get the Hopper from Dish. I saw on the TV store's website that it can record up to 6 things at one time and all in high definition. You can even watch TV on a smartphone or tablet.
I just hate learning new technology.
It is so easy. Even Stacy's husband figured it out.
If this sounds like you, then head down to the TV store in Atlantic, your locally owned Dish authorized retailer. We do all of our own installations, so you will never have a stranger in your home. We are located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Give us a call at 243-3032 or visit our website at thetvstoreinc.com to check out Dish for your home. Get more from the TV store. Prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. Some restrictions apply. Call for details.
In the funeral announcements, Stephanie Harding, age 47, of Dexter, died Thursday. Funeral services for Stephanie Harding will be today at 11 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Dexter. Johnson Family Funeral Home Dexter Chapel has the arrangements. Clarence Moreland, Jr., age 70, of Guthrie Center, died Friday. Funeral services for Clarence Moreland, Jr. will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Lighthouse Assembly of God Church in Panora. The Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Bruce Kanan, age 52, of Harlan, died Thursday. A massive Christian burial service for Bruce Kanan will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Thomas Good, age 86, who's formerly of Griswold, died Wednesday in Odebolt. A massive Christian burial service for Tom Good will be held tomorrow at 1:30 at Our Lady of Grace Catholic Church in Griswold. The Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Frank Wagner, age 84, of Manning, died Saturday. Funeral services for Frank Wagner will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Anna Marie Henkelman, age 71, of Manila, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial service for Anna Marie Henkelman will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. Elaine Wiedemeyer, age 95, of Atlantic and formerly of Adair, died Saturday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Elaine Wiedemeyer will be on Thursday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. And James Clark, age 84, a longtime Atlantic resident, died Saturday in Omaha. Services for James Clark are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And the news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV satellite systems dealer, located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.